everything you need
for a brand new day.
Cliffo and Kate for breakfast.
Another Kate versus Kyle on the Cliffo and Kate podcast today. This is one required a bit of steady hand action from you guys, Kate.
It sure did. We also talked waterbeds, and is anyone still in 2024 still owning them? So cue the Barry Manilow music.
Bring all the sexy waterbeds from the 1970s on the Cliffo and Kate podcast. I am a self-confessed Aldi lover. You'd be hard-pressed to find anyone in Townsville who has spent more time and probably money at the great disruptor of supermarkets in North Queensland, Aldi. About to open one in Mackay, I saw.
Oh, is that right?
And you'd think cans would come after that, wouldn't you?
Mate, you love it. I've seen your snacks that you've got behind the desk there. They're all Aldi snacks. Yeah. We've been doing the odd taste test Tuesday where you bring in the faux, you know, the faux sort of versions.
I brought in the faux Kit Kats.
Mate, the only person laughing here is you. You're making the savings, not me, mate. I'm still shopping at one of those two big ones that are ripping me off.
You know, all my stuff is like Aldi brand because it looked like my muesli bars, for example, look like Uncle Toby's.
Yeah.
But the brand is called like Hillcrest, something like that. There's two Aldi buys from yesterday that I want to share with you because I think these are both pretty cool. One, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Aldi on Saturday just gone launched their own like street activewear.
I saw this.
Did you see this?
I saw this. I saw the streetwear. So, I thought of you straight away every time I see an Aldi article, mate.
So they've, like, you've been able to get, like, I guess, tracksuit pants or sneakers or whatever at Aldi before, but they're never actually Aldi branded. Aldi have come out with, like, their own, like, you know, streetwear, like I say, but with Aldi logos and stuff all over it. So I picked up a pair of their Aldi. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Aldi streetwear, like, sneakers.
Oh! They're really cool, man.
So
they're white and they've got like in the loophole things, lots of the Aldi colours. They are sick.
Yeah. And the tag has like where it would normally say like what, Etnies or
Nike or something.
There's just the Aldi logo. So you proudly wear the Aldi logo out and about with like your streetwear kicks.
Wow.
So I picked them up, which I thought they were really cool.
What, they sent you back, Cliffo?
$20.
$20?
Looks so bad for a pair of kicks, huh?
So
I got them. But the next thing I'm going to show you, for me, this is the real win I got at Aldi yesterday. What I managed to pick up at Aldi was a can of
beetroot. Oh, my God.
This stuff, if you're not aware, there has been a huge beetroot shortage.
Massive. That is liquid gold.
All over Australia, all over Queensland, all over. We've had people ringing us going, mate, you can't get it at Woolies, can't get it at Coles. Someone rang us and said they went to all three at Willows, Woolies, Coles and Aldi. They
can't get it anywhere.
And great news, I bought two cans. So I've got one and I wanted to offer one to Bronwyn.
Oh, bliss!
Who listen? So, Bronwyn, I've bought you a tin. If you listen and call us now, Bronwyn's a regular listener to the show, and she told us that she even had to raid her neighbour's pantry or something.
I think she owes her neighbour a can of beetroot because she used hers.
I should have got two. One for a neighbour.
I reckon beetroot on burgers at Bronwyn and Steve's house this weekend.
We're coming around, guys.
Or the Cliffo house.
Well, you know what my wife said? Because this was only like $1.80 or something for the tin. Like it's.
So they haven't even inflated the price that much.
It was under $2. I can't remember the exact price. But I told my wife, Michelle, and she's just like, you should have bought more cans. We could have put them on eBay. I found a couple of awesome things at our new Aldi at Willows the other day, Kate. One, a pair of sneakers, which.
You've got them on now, and they look cracking, mate. I'm so impressed.
I thought of you straight away because you're a sneakers kind of gal.
Yeah, I am.
So Aldi are doing like their own kind of streetwear now. So I got that, and I got something else. But I managed to buy two of these things, one for me and one for a regular caller to the show, who's Bronwyn. We've managed to get her on the phone right now. Hey, Bronwyn.
You've woken me up. It's not 5 to 7 yet.
So we were just talking about you on the show. Did producer Beck tell you why we've given you a call?
No.
So you're still in bed? If not, you're going to probably want to be sitting down.
Don't tell me I've won the secret sound.
You have to guess the secret sound, Bronwyn, right, to win it.
Bronwyn, I was in Aldi yesterday and I picked up one of these things for me and one of these things for you. Bronwyn, I was able to get you a tin of beetroot.
You're joking.
I've got it right here. I've got it right here in my hot little hands.
I can see it with my own eyes, Bronwyn.
Hey, but hang on a minute. It's not an Aldi brand, Cliffo, is it?
It is Aldi brand, but it looks great. It says new season, ready prepared, sliced beetroot. Delicious in burgers, salads, or dips.
All right.
Take it with both hands.
You can't do too much wrong with beetroot, can you?
No, you can't. Beggars can't be choosers, Bronwyn.
Have you really got me a tin of beetroot?
I swear, we'll leave it here at the blue block. You can come and collect it, okay?
Oh, that is wonderful. Oh, how lovely. Thank you so much. That started the day off wonderful, hasn't it?
Also, Bronwyn, you owe Cliffo $1.80.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Triple M's pressure test. 10 questions, 60 seconds, and a grand in the hand.
Yeah,
and
it's back tomorrow morning, Thursday, the 18th of April, Kate. Free answer on the podcast time.
Yes, we're going to Quebec this morning, Guy Clifton, yes. Yeah. And asking the question, what is the official language spoken in Quebec?
Oh, you'd be better at answering this than me. You're more worldly than me.
Quebec is in Canada.
Oh, English.
It's actually French.
French-Canadian.
French-Canadian.
Of course.
French is the official language spoken in the city of Quebec.
Well, I was going to say Quebecian, so I'm glad I didn't go with that. So French, your free answer for tomorrow's pressure test on Triple M.
Is one of the finest sports people North Queensland has ever produced.
Hi, it's Kyle Felt.
And she is Kate.
Hello.
This is Triple M's Kate versus Kyle.
Yeah, it's a David versus Goliath battle. We've had our fourth challenge and producer Beck Lambert has just thrown the results up onto social media. It was a Pinot and Picasso challenge.
Yeah.
It was good fun. It was a slower sort of challenge than normal.
A lot of them are more sort of like racy, I guess.
They are.
Kind of speed kind of challenges or whatever. This one, definitely like watching slow television or something like that. So two things to note. You guys had to do a painting and you had to sort of copy an original. So you guys were given an original.
Yeah.
You're saying sort of copy this one. And it was like a bit of a nightscape.
It was a nightscape. There were some mountains in the background with a sunset. And I should add as well, there were no instructions. Alex kind of said, I'm not telling you how to do this. You just need to rock and roll it yourself. So the only instructions that she said was paint the colourful bits first.
Yeah.
Do the black
bits detail last.
Once that's dried, and then do the white bits. That was the only instruction we got.
So it was us with Kyle Felt, Alex from Pinot and Picasso was there to judge. Kate won Kate versus Kyle ahead. So Kyle is coming up the rear for this Kate versus Kyle Pinot and Picasso challenge.
Kate versus Kyle challenge number four, the Pinot and Picasso challenge. Kyle, this one was your suggestion.
Yes, it was. And unfortunately, finding out Kate has done this multiple times, I am a little bit scared.
I believe she was probably drunk most of those.
I was a couple of years ago, so is that an advantage? I don't know. Time will tell.
Are you ready to see, guys?
Yes.
3, 2, 1, reveal.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we're looking at like a sunset or a sunrise in a beautiful sailing boat with lots of pretty colours.
Kyle, this isn't a simple fruit bowl, mate.
No, I was hoping for some sun, trees and maybe a bird. I got myself in.
That's your suggestion.
That's what I mean.
What have you done to us? I'm flipping it around. I'm just going to get even more confused.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for some deep sort of purples here, some blues.
Just bug it. I don't know. I've just ruined my whole painting.
My theory is, I guess, try and incorporate the colours and sort of go from deep down into light when it comes to the sunset. I think I've captured that. I really do.
Yeah, look, I went a bit heavy on the start and
I've got a bit of a touch-up from Beck, the producer here, saying I was just looking like a rainbow saw the colours. So, well...
Your dry brush technique's working out for you, mate.
Yeah, dry, wet, who knows? Blend.
He's throwing anything at the wall and just seeing what sticks.
I've got the shakes. I don't know what's going on with me. I don't want to go anymore because I'm just now over it. Out of the Southern Cross, the shooting star. A golf ball up on the right-hand corner, not a moon, but...
I like your birds.
Yeah, well, there's only good thing on there.
Alex, I feel like it's going to be really hard for you to pick a winner because you are a true artist.
And yes, this does make it really hard.
Would you be more comfortable if we put it to a vote, public vote?
Honestly, I feel like that might represent it best.
Okay.
Guy Clifton.
Yeah.
If we're going to put this to a public vote, I'm going to sign it and whoever... can have the painting.
Is this cheating? I feel like it could be cheating.
It's not. That's just...
You're trying to win favour.
Incentives.
Same deal. Are you happy to give your...
Absolutely. I'll even sign the bottom of my painting. I might just put the cage box triple in most just in case no one knows who I am.
Okay, cast your votes now. Triple M Townsville on Facebook and Instagram. Just look us up, Triple M Townsville. We need your votes. And am I right in saying someone is going to win the, like, someone who votes for you is going to win your painting?
Correct.
And someone who votes for Kyle is going to win his painting.
Look, I tell you what, I think I'm going to donate my painting regardless. Felty's is going to donate his as well. It was such a fun challenge. I'm going to throw up the original on social media as well to show what we were actually working with and what the final result was.
That's not a good, because if once you look at the original,
well, that's what I mean. I think I could have the advantage here.
Everyone's a loser.
Oh, please. Says you who didn't paint.
I was doing the sipping in the background. So you do the paint, I'll do the sip. Cast your votes now. Triple M Townsville on our socials. So right now, back to the bedroom with Kate Chabot.
Cue the sexy music.
These things, are they sexy? They don't seem sexy.
I'm pretty sure that if you were you and your, you know, your lover were laying on your waterbed in the 70s with Barry Manilow playing, there would be some sexiness. Is it sexy in 2024? I don't know. But apparently waterbeds are making a comeback. And apparently, according to this ABC article that I was reading, people are still rocking the waterbeds and raving about them.
This is what your tax is funding at the ABC, guys. Research into waterbeds and how prolific they are in 2024. I said there's no one in Townsville or North Queensland
you
using
did.
A waterbed.
You did.
133353, always love to be proven wrong. Angie, don't tell me, are you still using a waterbed?
Yes, we have.
How long have you had your waterbed for, Angie?
We got it just after our daughter was born, 1980.
You're kidding.
43 years later, you still got it?
Yep.
And has it
gone through three mattresses, but yeah.
Oh, so is that what happens? You keep the frame essentially, and then three mattresses over 44 years is pretty good.
Yeah, it certainly is. And the last one cost $150. So.
Wow, that's a lot cheaper than a standard mattress. Hey, Angie, I've heard that I haven't had one in ages, but apparently they do keep you a little bit sort of cooler in summer and they're also quite nice in winter. Would you agree that it sort of keeps a nice temperate sort of temperature for you over those periods?
You can make it colder or hotter depending on what you've got the heater set at.
Okay. Thank you, Angie. That does sound good. It'd be nice to have nice, cool water underneath you at summertime, wouldn't
it? Can you imagine, like, 31 degrees at nighttime in Townsville?
Yeah.
A nice, cool sort of waterbed on your back.
Beautiful. Craig, are you another one? Are you still rocking a waterbed?
No, I'm not, but I'll tell you a funny story. When they first came out, my mum and got one.
Yeah.
My brother had his first baby. Like, I'm talking 50 years ago.
Yeah.
And he's changing the baby with the nappy, and you know how you put the pin in the mattress? Just straight through the bladder of the waterbed. Brand new waterbed.
Oh, no!
It's triple.